Memphis. Nothing but Memphis. Everywhere we go, it's Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee. The beautiful land in the world.
And I'm thankful for this guy who tweeted and said, I don't have that fire in my eyes no more. That game right there was for him. That's what I do. I prove people wrong each and every night, and that's for him right there.
Hi, this is Tom Izzo at Michigan State, and you're listening to Grizz 901.
Yo, what up, Grizz Nation, and welcome back to another episode of Grizz 901, your number one and favorite Memphis Grizzlies post-game show, and I promise you it's not even close tonight. We have a fun show. We have a special guest to start the show off. We're going to get to him very shortly. Nate is still joining us, but you're going to get to him as well. Let's go ahead and get into the game, 105-96. We're going to hit the recap right off the top, as we always do. In the next segment, it's going to be the Grizz trivia, and we're going to go ahead and ask Nate a very important question and see if he can get it. He's been hot. I don't think he gets it. And then we're going to go and follow that up with another on-the-radar team, a team that's looking to sell, and that is the Atlanta Hawks. So we're going to get to them, as we promised. A lot of Bogdan talk. But another guy that I really like on that team, and I think that the Grizzlies could take a look at as a small move that they might like. And then the last thing is, we'll look at the Magic as we take them on Friday. But that's all we got. Make sure you sit back and relax, because tonight we got the best of both worlds. We have Nate and Anthony Singer. Yo, what up, Nate?
Grizz got me tweeting and stuff again.
Got you tweeting or tweaking?
Yes. The answer's yes.
All right. We got a saying on with us, man. All right. You asked to be on the show because obviously it was a big win, but it was a big time. The comment, dude, that they are rolling already. Let's go ahead and get you off the top rope. What's your thoughts about this game overall?
Man, anytime you get a win, it's good, man. There's been a lot of talk about, you know, do you want to win games right now? All that type of stuff. I think all this nonsense, man. I think a part of developing players is letting them get their taste of victory, man. You know what I mean? Letting them understand how to win games, how to close games. And this is just so big for guys like Gigi and Vince, man. And who would have thought, you know, we had Mike Conley Jr. just sitting in the G League waiting for somebody to pick him up, man. So you got Scottie Pippen Jr. out there. Had just a crazy game. It's just wild, man. It's like, nothing really surprising me at this point as far as what we'll see, how the season's playing out. When you got a team that 9 out of 15 roster guys are gone, you're playing 3 2-way guys. I think you had, like, what, 7 guys available, 8 guys available or whatever?
8. Nine. Yeah.
Yeah, and to pull out that game on the road against Miami, come on, man. And then it got close at the end, and you still found a way to pull that game out. It's just – you know, how can you not enjoy that, man, for sure?
Yeah, it was important to see. I think we saw the insertion of GG late into the game as mm-hmm. well. It got kind of tight. Obviously, you had Jaren and Vince back as in there helping. And then you saw, you know, Gilliard get the time. And then the coach, you know, and the staff went to Scottie Pippen Jr., which was huge. The fact that he's getting the closing minutes just shows that they're already trusting him enough. And I think the biggest thing about that is the size that he gives you that Gilliard doesn't give you. No knock on Gilliard. He just isn't as big as Scottie Pippen Jr. And so whatever they're saying
Scottie is, he looks taller than it. Because I think they're saying he's like 6'1". He looks, I don't know.
Yeah, he does. 6'1", 170. He looks much bigger than that.
Yeah, for sure.
Nate, what's your overall thoughts on the game before we go ahead and get into these comments?
Well, Grizz played with 8 tonight.
They did?
I don't count Zaire.
Be careful, man. Be careful. I got the mental health police were on me today on Twitter.
Well, be careful, man. Yeah. They're welcome to come out. I am back on Twitter, apparently. I looked up. I tweeted like 8 times tonight, which is more than I tweet in a game. But they it was awesome. You had 9 guys seriously play tonight, and 8 of them contributed to winning. Jaren obviously had a rough night, and to have Jaren not perform until a couple of moments there and come out and win against the Heat. Oh, yeah, shout out Goon. Enjoy while it lasts.
Goon's loving this.
That's huge, man. And you had Vince and Gigi, Scotty, X, probably your four biggest contributors on the night, right? I don't know if Jitty was in there. I wore a hoodie that I thought Jitty
loves hot moms.
And Vince would all appreciate in honor of them tonight. But listen, they played awesome, man. And the way the ball is moving and the way that Vince in particular is, you can see him getting more comfortable and expanding his game, right? It's not just catch and shoot threes. It's not just defend. It's, hey, I'm going to create off the dribble. I'm going to create off the dribble for myself, and I'm going to create for other guys. It's just huge to watch these guys play in games that matter so they can learn how to win, like Sane was saying a minute ago. But to, like, actually deliver. I mean, it's one thing to get in there and be in the situations and learn. It's a whole nother thing to deliver when you're playing in your, what's it, like, fifth real NBA game for Gigi or something like that. You know, and then Scottie Pippen Jr. just comes in. It's his first time with real minutes. He's delivering.
Yeah,
I mean, it's awesome, man. It's really fun to watch. And honestly, even with Jaren, you saw him come back in the fourth quarter, and then he figured out a way to start challenging Bam. And it didn't work out every time, but he made an in-game adjustment. So even with Jaren tonight, I saw things that I liked. He put one in Bam's chest and went up with it. And then he started finding ways to draw fouls. Like, Jaren's growing through all this too. It's awesome. It's why I wasn't on Team Tank in the first place. Granted, I thought they'd lose a lot of these games anyway, so you didn't have to really worry about it. But it's good to see, and it's going to benefit them so much in the long run.
And Greer, you know it's still alive, right? You know the 60% since December 19th is still, you know, they're still alive, bro. You know, this was a, you know, come on, man. I'm going to update that stat when I get off the show today.
I can't believe
it. Numbers are what they are, man. The numbers are what they are, Greer.
The funny thing is I would assume that we're 2 weeks away from getting players back. And so you're looking at the trade deadline, but you're talking about 2 weeks away from getting potentially Smart or Bane or even maybe Clark, like
Jake LaRavia or
okay. I was talking about people we wanted to play, but I was saying that we're not far away from getting people back, and like that. It's weird. Like, if they keep playing with the way they're playing at the moment, like, it's going to be really weird because it's going to be a fine line of, like, can they do it? And then expectations kind of start increasing, and then Grizz Twitter just gets to flames, and then it's just amazing all over again. But you know what else is amazing is Streetcars of Memphis. They are the ultimate and the number one comment section sponsor. So go if you have any needs, whether it is customization needs, modification needs, or any just regular maintenance, go ahead and give our guys, the Streetcars of Memphis, a shout out. Go ahead and let them know that the Grizz 901 team sent you. For this month, you can use code Grizz901 and receive a $55 oil change or a $65 full synthetic oil change. That's a huge savings, and it's obviously it's kind of an oil change at cost. If you've been getting your oil change, you know the prices are much higher than that on a normal basis. Go check them out online at 901scm.com or call 901-323-3332 to schedule your oil change, maintenance, and customization today. All right, let's go ahead and get into some of these comments because they have been rolling through. I want to ask you all one thing. We have never had 50 likes on this show. We brought in Sane. Sane brings his friends, his family. Nate is here. Everybody likes him. Nobody really likes me, which is completely fine. I'll steer the ship and just kind of just keep us on pace. But I'm going to ask you one thing. If we can get to 50 likes, I have a second version of the Grizz trivia tonight. I will give $50 away if we can get to 50 likes, as long as we can do it before the third segment. So anytime
can I win the 50 bucks? The third,
you can get it if you answer it too.
Let's go.
So, $50 out of me, straight Venmo to you. If we can get to 50 likes, that's it. It's on YouTube, 50 likes. Do me a favor and go hook us up. But if you're watching this over on Twitter, thank you. As always, like and share if you don't mind. For some reason, last week, it went down after 5 minutes of the show. So I'm going to double check that. I'm going to circle back around in a second. But if you're watching on YouTube, hit the like button. I would appreciate it. Once we get to there, we'll go ahead and give out the $50 after Grizz Trivia. But I do want to ask you in the comments section, if you have a question for Sane. Sane's just going to join us for the first segment before we get to Grizz Trivia. But for the next 20 or so minutes, Sane's going to be here. If you have questions for him, because a lot of times people want to pick his brain, but his show isn't as comment friendly. So we brought him here so he can answer your comments. So we're going to, anytime I see something that says hashtag Sane, then I will go ahead and make sure we get it to Sane. But go ahead and put a hashtag Sane and ask your question. But let's go ahead and get into some of these. I do have here with Nathan's help start over here. This is no bluffing. The Grizz are creating winning habits. We're going to have to see a lottery pick to use on a future big. Saying the question to you, if you have the opportunity to use the draft pick, say we don't move it for whatever reason, are you going a playmaker type player or are you going for a big?
I think I'm going a big at this point for a couple of reasons. I like you know, man, my mind is changing on this literally game by game. You know what I mean? So oftentimes bigs have an easier transition to like be kind of plug and play or whatever. And then you've got a pretty good big in Steven Adams. If you had to, you know, let a guy kind of groom himself behind him or whatever. Plus I think this draft just has more bigs than it does guys that are like that playmaker wing situation, man. And like, and if you decide to hang on to Luke Kennard or whatever, you've got five really good guards. You've got, you know, two really good young wings with Vince being, you know, kind of a guard and a wing or whatever. But yeah, man, I think I'd go big. I think I would go big in this draft for sure. And we've seen a young big in what's the kid with Dallas?
Derek Lively.
Yeah, we've seen a young big just kind of fit in and be able to, you know, do his thing there. So yeah, man, I think that's the route I'd go.
Saying, do you know where Derek Lively went to school at?
Kentucky, right?
No, Duke. All right, so
you know, I don't give a crap about college basketball. But yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm a Duke fan, so that's why I did. And I got it real quick on this. The feed over on Twitter is gone. Like, I just got a message from Mark as well. We're gonna work on it. I don't know why it's doing what it's doing. But let's go over to you real quick, Nate. Vince, Gigi, and Scottie Pippen. Any thoughts on Pippen? I know you didn't have a chance to talk about him just yet.
Tyus Jones light. I don't know. Really? It was fun to watch. He clearly knew how to run the offense, and he clearly knew how to get everybody organized and manipulate the defense, which is a lot more than I would have expected of a guy coming out of the G League and just getting his first NBA minutes there. At least with Memphis. Again, I don't know like jack about Scottie Pippen before he got here. So if he played a bunch of minutes in Lakers, I'm sorry. But Pippen in particular, I thought had a maturity about him that I just didn't expect. Right. And again, we've seen Vince start to develop that, start to figure out ways to manipulate off the dribble, start to manipulate the defense, get into the paint, create. Pippen just had it naturally. And then he defended really well too. I mean, he's obviously not super long. He didn't have the big wing length that we're looking for, but he defended really well for a smaller guard. And so, again, it's one game. We'll see what ends up happening, but looked like he fit. He looked like he belonged out there. And then Gigi and Vince just keep doing what they've been doing. I mean, they just keep showing how they are winning guys and they're winning players, and they deserve minutes over other guys. So a lot more of the same from those two. Pippen, I was super impressed by. I think more so because I didn't expect it. I had no idea what to expect. And so he really impressed in his first game.
Saying the law firm of Williams, Jackson & Jackson, is it making itself to a shirt?
Yeah, I like that, man. Y'all giving me free ideas, man. It won't be the first time that I've just swiped ideas from the internet to make the shirt. I'm wondering, man, should I drop the Zip and Pippin tomorrow or should I wait a few weeks or days or months? How should I handle the Zip and Pippin t-shirt? Should I
go ahead? There's no better time than now.
Yeah, right now, man. It might not get any better than the game. You might never get this big again, man. Because that OMGG shirt made me a nice little lick in a 24-hour span. So
yeah, shout out to what is it? Sane
AsylumTees901.com. Check it out. You can get Grizz's gear. I do take requests. If it's a cool idea, I'll make it. I'll throw you a discount if I use your particular design if you want that shirt. So yeah, go check it out, man. The Zip and Pippin joint might drop in the morning, so we'll see.
Stay tuned.
I don't want to get sued by whoever. I don't know who owns the rights to, but yeah, who knows? We'll see, man. We'll see.
So from what I understand from Dak Daniels, he's saying that Scottie Pippen has a 6'6 wingspan. So that's probably why we're looking at him looking bigger than he is.
He's Scottie kid, so of course he's got long arms.
Jitty double-double tonight. Sane, any thoughts on that? Obviously, you are a Saint Char fan, so I had to throw that to you.
Hey, in a world where you have to choose between you want to see Jitty minutes, David Roddy minutes, or Zaire Williams minutes, yeah, Jitty's getting those minutes all day long. He's always been a guy, man, that, like, you know, when we had teams that were, like, talented and deep, it would frustrate me to see Jitty, but at this point, no. I mean, he's better than a lot of the alternatives or whatever. He's giving you good minutes. He's knocking down shots, rebounding, defending. He had 5 blocks of the night. So, yeah, I'm with all that for sure.
We were talking about this on the last show, and Austin is back. Zaire worse than the beat. I know that's hard to do, but man, he is getting up on that level, man. He's not playing well, just for the little things that he's not doing, as in coming back to the ball when early on in the game. Scottie Pippen Jr. was he picked up his dribble and was trying to get it to Zaire, and Zaire's got, you know, overplayed. And then, you know, went to X, and I don't know if y'all remember this. Mm-hmm. And then I think it was Bam playing him. He completely oversold to defend the pass because they know that, you know, Pippen didn't have his dribble anymore. And instead of Zaire coming to him to get the ball, he literally went the other way. And it was just the dumbest thing, and that was the turnovers for fast break points. So I know we're joking about Zaire being that bad, but my God, he is playing so bad right now. And so go ahead.
The thing about Zaire, I remember like the year of that draft when it was like coming, it was rumors coming around that the Grizzlies had interest in him, right? So like I'm doing what most novice draft guys or don't know anything about the draft guys do. You go to YouTube, you watch the Draft Express videos, whatever. You watch the pre-draft interviews. And I'm listening to Zaire talk. I'm like, this dude's either going to be really good or he's full of crap. Think we've seen he's full of crap, man. Like he's just a talking dude, man. Like this year in the offseason, in the preseason, he came in at media day. Nobody outworked me, and my goal is to be, you know, all defensive team. And like, but there's nothing about your game that's gonna be all defensive team. Like there's nothing about your game that makes me think that you work harder than anybody. You know what I mean? So he's just a talker, man. And I'm totally out on him. People were saying that people shouldn't be so hard on him. I'm like, man, look, man, this is the NBA, man. Like, we're not doing that. I'm not gonna go goon the shooter deep with it as far as Zaire stuff goes. But come on, man, I'm not gonna avoid criticizing Zaire, man. Come on, stop.
Yeah,
there was a moment in the second quarter. It was like 4:30 left in the second quarter. I remember, so I wrote it down because it made me so mad. Mm-hmm. But they threw it to Z, and he had a step on a guy to go up straight up for a layup on like Duncan Robinson or something.
Yeah.
Pass it up. Swing to Vince. Vince makes a move, drives to the cup, lays it in. And that tells you everything you need to know about the direction this whole wing situation has gone. It's like you got one dude who's scared of his own shadow. You got another dude who, like, might be a crazy person and is like, not scared of anything.
And it's like we've set the bar so low for Zaire, man. It's like, you know, he's good when Jaw's playing and, you know, he can catch alley-oops. I'm like, come on, man. Like, what are you talking about? Then you got, like, baby Paul George out here, Gigi Jackson, man. You realize that these extremely low bars was out here. He catches alleys when Jaw's playing. Oh, man, that's dope. Like, let's keep that dude around for a couple, you know, for a while. Just playing with Jaw, I guess.
He got extended.
No doubt. Well, as Daniel Curl said, the Heat lost the Trip and the Memphis Hustle.
No, man. Trip and the Funky Bunch, man. It's like past Memphis Hustle at this point. Dude, it's like, listen, Heat fans,
they have.
I got concerns. Mad. I got concerns if I'm a Heat fan. If I'm a That's Heat funny. Fan. Look at me. I did a Kendrick Perkins. Put an S on the end of it.
Yeah. Baines. All right, let's go ahead and get to some of these. I do know that we have some hashtag Sane in here, so make sure you do that. And also, we are back up on Twitter. I went ahead and sent it out to Grizz901 Twitter as well, just to see if for some reason we can keep it up on Twitter one way or the other. And so you know how it is. It's sometimes it's tough to keep it up. So Austin wants to ask Sane a question, and we asked this earlier. If you were given one choice, only one, Zaire or the beat for this team right now, which one would you go with?
I think I'd take the athletic 7-foot project big man right now, bro. Like, Come on, man. Like, for real. Like, if like somebody else drafted Hashim Thabeet, right? And he didn't pan out. He's like sitting there in the G League. Are you not gonna say, give me that? He's like 7 feet tall. Why not? I mean, we were around here talking about taking what's my boy? The kid that had the breakdown.
I know.
I don't. I mean, it's what we talking about, man. Yes, I would take the beat over Zaire right now.
100%. All right, King Meeks. Listen, I didn't know he's a big fan of yours, and unfortunately for you, King Meeks, you're going way down on my list of favorites. Sane is one cool dude that's been cool since high school, and you still want to be like him.
Yeah, no hate.
Were you cool in high school?
I've been like cool all my life, man. What you talking about? I think I just learned this right. Man, you asked me not to cuss, man. You asked me not to cuss. Don't ask me no crazy stuff, then you asked me not to cuss, but at the same time. Come on now.
Another one from King Meeks. You think his mom is going to come to some games?
Do I think his mama is coming to? Hey, I hope. I ain't gonna lie. It's good for the culture, you know?
Everybody in the building got a shot.
Hey. So I'd be in a job doing sign language from the media booth. You know?
All right. Kip Gordon's got a real question. Thank you, Kip. Make sure you go ahead and check out Street Cars of Memphis. They are the sponsor of the comment section, which we love the most. So I can't thank you all. I'm telling you, I can't keep up with the comments, just so we're on the same page. There is more than normal, and I haven't looked at the likes. So somebody give me a number if you can kind of see that. But Kip Gordon's got a question. Does Kleiman get his Memphis card back with emergence of Vince and GG? Because a lot of hate's been coming down to King Kleiman.
Yeah, I always thought the Kleiman hate was pretty silly anyway. So, of course, I think he gets to get it back. You're talking about a dude who, like, and I started saying this a week ago. Like, I'm seeing people, like, criticizing Kleiman and praising Vince and GG at the same time. Like, y'all know that's the dude that drafted them dudes, right? You can't separate the two, man. And it's like, if you look at it, just going down the list real quick, you got Jaren Jackson Jr. Chris Wallace was the GM at the time. He did not pick Jaren Jackson Jr. That was a Kleiman pick. Ja Morant, Desmond Bane, Brandon Clark. Who you talking about? Tillman, both of those guys, GG, Vince, yeah. I'm probably leaving somebody out. He stepped up to the podium and selected these guys on draft night. And that's a very, very big chunk of your rotation. So, it's a very non-traditional way. That's not the conventional way that you see teams build in today's NBA. But there's no way I can knock a guy for putting that type of – because this team next year is going to be really good. Like, if everybody's healthy next year, we're going to be really good, you know. So I can't – and like I told people a lot, I can't knock his way of thinking when he decided to move away from Melton and Kyle Anderson. I just felt like he picked the wrong dudes. But it's like, it looks like he's got the right guys to replace those guys now. So I think we definitely have to, let bygones be bygones, man. They went around the block a weird way, but you know, he put this thing together for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. And so make sure you listen to No Bluffing Podcast. They're saying hit the like button. If you'll give me an update on that. I do have some more questions for you, Sane. I know I'm throwing a bunch at you, but I got to keep rolling with this. Sherman Jones is asking, do you think that we can get to the playoffs? This is obviously, it would be a tough one to still get to, but I think that we have a small glimmer of hope.
Sherman Jones, I'm so glad you asked that question. Get to bring up something so many people get frustrated when I talk about. That's the 60% theory. That is not a theory. That's a reality. If the Grizzlies win, 60% of their games, dating back to December 19th, which was the date that Ja Morant came back, his suspension ended, that means the Grizzlies would finish around 41-41. I'm not really sure where they are. I think we're either still there or we're very close to 60%. So is there a chance? Yes. Do I think that's going to happen? Like we said, man, we got reinforcements coming back. Desmond Bane's going to be back soon. Freaking Brandon Clark might be coming back soon. Marcus Smart's going to be back, hopefully. Hey, man, I don't know. I'm just here for the ride, bro. And you got two. It looks like almost three guys that are young players that you literally have on three-way they were on two-way contracts at some point this season, who are looking like players are going to be rotation players going forward. So, who am I to say they're not, man? Just be honest with you.
All right, the Grizzlies are now 17-27, saying that means they would have to go 24-14 the whole way out just to get back to 500, which is realistically the number that I think is a goal, just for the simple fact of getting back to you're talking about the 10, maybe the 9 seed, depending on how these other teams play. But you're talking about just a 500, 24-14, just keeping it real, keeping it a buck. Do you think that's realistic? That's 10 games more than obviously you're losing.
Like I said, Grill, I can't predict the future, man. All I can do is tell you what the past has been looking like. Hold on, let's look at it, though. This is where we are. We were at 60% going into this last five-game clip, right?
Yep.
This five-game clip included Wolves, Bulls, Raptors, Heat, Magic, right? Mm-hmm. We're 2-2. We beat the Magic. We're still at 60%, man. It is what it is. It is what it is, Grill. I hate to say it. I'm not a stats guy like that, but the numbers are the numbers, man. You lost to the Wolves, lost to the Bulls. You beat the Raptors, you beat the Magic, you beat the Heat, you're at 60% ball, man. Right back at it. So
I like it. All right.
It's Keith crazy, bro. It's crazy, man.
Keith's asking you, I'm going to throw this to you, Nate. Does D Rose still belong on this team?
I mean, sure. Yeah. I love D Rose. I mean, I love him. I don't expect him to actually contribute, right? Like, he's a locker room guy at this point. And I mean, if he plays, obviously he probably can play team, right? I mean, we're about to be out of warm bodies, but honestly, he's going to contribute less than I thought he would. Like, when he came over, I thought he had more left in the tank than he did, and he could always come back and surprise us, but I mean, he's fine on this team. I have no issue with him being there, but if he can facilitate a trade, I'm not mad at it, right? So
gotcha.
And I know this one for me real quick, Rhea. I know you got stuff to do.
No, you're good.
If you look at most contending teams, right, they got some random old dude is there for decoration or whatever, right? It ain't Derrick Rose's fault that there's three or four dudes in this team who don't need to be on this team, man. Come on, man. We should be able to afford the luxury to have a Derrick Rose on this team.
I'm down with that. But is he the best version of his team if they were healthy? I want to ask that question.
Mm-hmm.
So going into next year, he's coming back. He's still on your roster. Is he the best version of this team going forward?
Is he on the team next year?
Yeah.
I think if like a desperate thing has to happen. Because what's his contract? He's got another year after this one, right?
He's got another year. It's like $3 million. It's not much. It's nothing isn't the issue.
If you go into the summer and you weren't able to consolidate anything, you gotta sign your draft pick, you gotta sign Gigi. Yeah, I would get Rose about here. It feels like you're shooting a wounded dog if you do that, but I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do, man. Man, poor Derrick Rose, though, man. You know, everybody deserves to have a Udonis Haslam sit on the end of the bench. He's just eating up a roster spot, man. Because of freaking Jake LaRavia, we can't even keep Derrick Rose around. Come on, man.
No doubt.
That hurts, man. Question, for real.
My question and genuine, like, same thing. Like, yeah, I have no issue with Derrick Rose being on this team. I'm just sort of indifferent towards it. But I agree with the old dude sentiment. My question is, does Marcus Smart do that for you and then contribute? Like, does he count as a random old dude, or is he doesn't count as a random old dude because he's actually gonna
He's like 29, 30 years old.
Is he really only 29?
Yeah, I don't
Who?
Think no way.
Derrick Rose?
No, Marcus
Smart. No.
Oh, I was about to say Derrick Rose is like 35.
Marcus Smart is 29 years old. Yeah. God, that makes me feel really inadequate.
Man, Derrick Rose deserves better than this, man. Like, we got Jake LaRavia and Zaire Williams on this team. We're talking about, oh, let's get rid of Derrick Rose. Like, it hurts, man. It hurts. Yeah. That's a reality, but all right.
That's true.
Hey, Sane, you have we're going to go over a little bit. You have 10 minutes?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, cool. Let's go ahead and get through these. One, I want to give a shout-out to a guy that I love. I know you love as well, Sane, and that is Memphis Wilcox. Shout-out to you. I have not seen you in here ever, so Memphis Wilcox, shout-out to you, absolutely. And if you do like, just good music, go check out his YouTube. He does make some music all the way out in East Tennessee. But he does have spaces a lot of times in the mornings, especially after wins, bringing always good vibes. And so shout out to you, Memphis Wilcox. Let's get to some of these real quick. Sponsored by the Streetcars of Memphis. Go give them a call and let them know that the Grizz and I'm on team sent you. So Keith just had that one. I want to ask you real quick, Nate. I know I didn't want to get too far past this because this is from my guy, LOL, Nope, Jones, the Roddy game.
Decent Hell yeah, it's a decent Roddy game. Listen, we had a whole Roddy gang moment when he had the slam, then the steal to the three. Dude, people keep trying to like put him and Zaire in the same sentence, and I'm like, the disrespect.
Listen, disrespect.
You ain't got to say that Roddy's the second coming of anybody. Let's not fool ourselves. But come on, man. You have a dude that can actually like give you minutes and do something for you. And you got another dude who's passing up layups over Duncan Robinson. Don't compare him.
Now, y'all want to cut Derrick Rose for that, man. Come on, bro. That's what I heard my cousin think about that, but we literally about to cut Derrick Rose, bro. Like, what are we doing?
D-Rod. Roddy gang. Yeah. I by contract can't give up on David Roddy ever. I think it's in my Bluff City Media contract.
That is true.
But listen, yeah, big Roddy moment. Let's go. I loved it.
Big Rod. All right. Austin Moore wants to know, saying, is this Jenkins work or nah?
What do you mean? Like the win?
How well they're playing right now. Because obviously a lot of credit does go to Jenkins, and he's had a lot of hate on the timeline.
Yeah.
But should he get a little bit of love for this?
I'll say this, man. Me and you go back and forth joking around and talking about this type of stuff. Like, when you look at stuff that Jenkins does, like, especially in the beginning of the season, you ask yourself, like, how much of this is like, hey, I'm Taylor Jenkins. This is what I'm deciding to do on my own, my game plan. I'm going to play these guys. Or does it feel like it's some type of initiative from the front office to do something? Like, they had a meeting this morning, and now I'm going out, and I'm kind of doing kind of what I want to do, mixed in with what they're telling me to do, that type of. But he's just playing simplified basketball at this point. He's like, all right, let me put the best dudes on the court, regardless of what your name is, what your contract is, you know, whether we're trying to trade you or not or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, he's just going out there playing simple basketball, and they're getting big wins, and you're running with guys who are, you know, making big plays at the right time. So you got to give him credit for that. But I've always wondered, what is that dynamic? Because there are often times where it seems like Jenkins is coaching against himself. Like, he's coaching against whatever they talked about in the, you know, they talk about being walking in step and being one voice, one sound, one band, one sound, all that type of crap. So it's like, you never know, man. Like, I don't really know what Taylor Jenkins is. Like, it's hard to tell sometimes, because he always feels like he's doing something that climbing them or telling them to do. You know what I mean? And I think that's kind of the kind of coach they want here. Because like, we hear people say, because with all the criticism I've given, you've never heard me say fire Taylor Jenkins. Because, like, fire him and hire who? Yeah, Baylor Jenkins? Like, it's going to be the exact same dude. They're going to get the exact same. It's going to be the exact same kind of guy, man. So, you know, I don't really know what Taylor Jenkins is, to be honest with you. Sometimes I feel like he's a good coach simply because guys support him. Like, you can see his fingerprint on this team. Like, you see guys kind of rally behind him. You never seen guys like get smart with him or disrespect him or anything. So it's hard to argue whether he's good or not.
But so he has the respect, as you're saying.
Yeah. So there's times where you see him do stuff like, dude, do you even know what you're doing? Right. You just, like I said, not to go long, you just wonder, like, where are certain decisions coming from with him? So
yeah, for sure. No, I agree. I wanted to throw this back up here from Dak Daniels. Marcus Smart's the same age as Cam Johnson.
No way. I know Cam Johnson's old. That's not true.
If this is true, I would be shocked.
If you're effing
with me, Dak, I'd be upset.
I'll look it up.
Let's go ahead. Let's get to a couple more questions. I know I have one more here. I'm trying to look for anything else that might say sane in it. But as Kenny says, hit that like button, baby. I don't know what we're at. Somebody hit up in the comments exactly what number we're at. We're going to get sane out of here in less than 5 minutes, because I know he's been here. Cam Johnson is 27, Dak Jones says. So, hey, listen, that's close.
It's close, man.
It's close. All right, so I'm going to get to a couple more questions. I have one. If you have another question in here, just put either @Sane or #Sane, something that says that in the very beginning so I can find it easier, is their only reason, honestly. But as Sherman Jones, another Sherman back here, was saying, do you think Gigi will get a contract if we do get to the playoffs? Because this is kind of what they did last year with Kenny Lofton, is you have to allow him to be able to play, but also you don't want to lose him in the offseason. You have his rights, right? You do have a chance to match it. That way, everybody understands how it works. If for some reason somebody did give him an offer sheet, the Grizzlies can match whatever offer sheet is put out there. But on this, do you think he'd get a contract if they made it to the playoffs?
Definitely will. That's not even a debate. If the Grizzlies are looking like a team that's going to make the play-in or whatever, they're going to do that with GG Jackson on the roster. I'm sure of that. And I'll be honest with you, man. This isn't based on intel or anything, but I would not be surprised if the Grizzlies make some level of consolidation trade on at the deadline to go ahead and get ahead of that with his contract situation. Because, I would not be surprised to see a team that just got money to spend just going goofy and going like $10 million a year for that kid. You know what I mean? Which would put us in a real bind. I would not be surprised to see the Grizzlies kind of get ahead of all that and kind of give him a Vince Williams-esque,
right,
you know, deal or whatever, three or four-year deal or something. So, of course, that you have to clip a roster spot for this. So, might be poor old Derrick Rose, man. Might be poor old Derrick Rose, who has to get, man, the youngest MVP of all time is going to get cut because we've got Jake LaRavia on the roster.
One of Memphis's own. Kind of, but yes.
We're about to cut Derrick Rose, man, because we got Jake LaRavia.
All right, listen, if we cut Rose, man, over LaRavia, who is literally a $1 million more expensive, I would be absolutely pissed.
Bro, if we do that, man, the NBA guys are going to curse us, bro. Like, if you cut Derrick Rose and Jake LaRavia's church league ball game having tail, you told me not to curse. I'm stumbling over here. If you do that, bro, like,
you're good.
Nobody's going to deal with us, man, for real. God himself is like, oh no, David Stern is gonna climb out of the grave and veto, like, no, you're not gonna cut Derrick Rose. And you got Jake LaRavia on this team.
Right, who do you got first, LaRavia or Zaire?
If the money didn't matter at all,
yeah,
the goggles did it for me, man. Like, no, man, you're aesthetically trash. Like, you got to get out of here, man, for that alone.
All right, I do have a question. King Meeks is saying this, and he just put in there twice. I want to ask this to you, Nathan, because I know this is kind of more up your alley. But King Meeks, is Taylor the Jason Garrett of the NBA?
No, I will never put anything with the Cowboys to the Grizzlies. No, I'm never going to do that. Are you kidding me? America's team snapping it through the end zone on purpose? Trash.
Trash. Last one before we get to our player of the game. We'll get out of here on the game recap. We'll let Sane kind of move on about his way. But Nate is asking, and not our Nate, but our other Nate is asking, what are the odds that we don't even make a move at the deadline? Kind of feels like the Tyreek Evans type season where we don't do anything and just kind of go sneaky quiet, maybe make a consolidation trade of something small. What's your thoughts about the trade deadline overall?
I would not be surprised if we did not do a thing at the deadline. I don't think there are any major moves to be made. Parker Fleming made a decent point today where he said that we may be overvaluing what we think our draft pick is going to be. Because you got to think, man, Portland had the number two pick in the draft and could not move that joint last year when Dane was saying trade that pick. Like, there was no traction on any type of move where anybody was coming for that number two pick from them. Those moves aren't as, you know, they don't happen as frequently as people think they do. That's one thing. And we've all heard the Luke Kennard stuff or whatever, like how it makes sense to kind of move off of him because of luxury tax reasons, things like that. All those things don't really matter until the end of next season. Like, if you've got your money cleared up by the end of next season, if I'm correct, right, Greer? You're like, that doesn't. So I think even if you extend Kennard, bring him in the next season, see what Steven Adams looks like, take your draft pick, have all your pieces right there in front of you, then decide what you want to do. I would not be surprised if something like that happens for real.
Yeah, and that's the thing is you got to look at is the Grizzlies are in no rush. Like, this season's done. Like, they can make moves that really help you for the future, such as, like, John Conchar playing very well right now. And he's going to play very well when there's, you know, honestly, it's more room for him to kind of be a little bit more of himself. And so you kind of see that. He is a luxury item. Like I've always said, Jitty is a luxury item, such as Xavier Tillman. You are not a championship level team if you have to have Xavier Tillman or John Conchar in your top eight players in your playoff rotation.
Yeah.
So they are luxury items. Guys that, hey, these are great to have if we don't have young and upcoming talent in our funnel. Right now, you have, you know, a lot that we've seen in GG and Vince, just to be clear on those two. And if you want to talk about Scottie Pippen Jr., who we've liked so far, I don't want to go too far on him. I think it's important to kind of look on, you know, on our, the cupboard is not bare. that might be something.
I can name a lot of like 10-day two-way contract guards we've had who've had these type of games.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can name a lot of them. So,
all right, before we get you out of here, last thing I will say, and we've had you for a while, so first of all, thank you. But second of all, the Grizz number one player of the game is Vince Williams Jr., 24 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 4 three-pointers. I'm pretty pissed that they didn't give him the 6th rebound because he got that, and they gave him a defensive rebound. Don't know why. It should not be a team rebound. He should have 6. I should have won a substantial amount of money because of that 6th rebound, but I haven't yet. But I will say that I'm happy that the way he's playing, the confidence that he's showing. Nate, I'm going to let you go first. Any thoughts on Vince Williams overall tonight?
Nothing that we haven't already talked about. I mean, he just continues to expand upon what's already been a revelation of a game. I mean, he's creating for himself first was the first step. Now he's creating for others. You see him creating for Jaren tonight. And then he still continues to be an absolute psychopath. He's like smiling while he's fighting for a loose ball in the last game. It's just awesome to watch him be an absolute maniac. But he's just getting more and more confident, which is terrifying if you're playing against Memphis. Because it's a dude who has already played really, really well, and he continues to only get more comfortable every game, and you see it play out. And so, listen, man, he's fulfilling a huge need for this team that we did not think anybody in the organization was going to be able to fill. So it's crazy, and he's earning himself, obviously, this first NBA contract, but if he continues on this trajectory, he's going to earn a lot more than just that first contract. So super awesome to watch.
Same.
Yeah, man, it's incredible what you're seeing him do, man. You're talking about a guy who this season was looking like a guy who would not get out of the G League. Like, he wouldn't be playing for the Hustle. Like, this wasn't like – you've seen guys who you put on your two-year plan as far as, like, well, first year you kind of play in the G League. Second year we work you more into the big team, and then we see what you are. He was a guy who even in the summer league had injuries that were keeping him out of games. And people were like, well, Vince just can't get healthy, or, you know, this, you know, he probably won't end up making the team or whatever. And you're looking at a stat line where he's got 25, 5, 4, and make 5 three-pointers. He's looking like the perfect 3-and-D wing you would want, you know, going forward for this team, man. It's really a sensational story, man, for a guy to his career to start off looking the way it was and then panning out and looking like the player he is now. It's incredible, man, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. And I finally updated this. I don't know what happened, but after the game, I literally pulled these exact stats. So I don't know if a 3 was changed to a 2 or 2 to a 3. I don't know what happened. Anyway, but Vince Williams played exceptional tonight. I wanted to kind of go with GG as well at some point. But, man, Vince knocking down that late 3, clutch 3.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. I could not go away from him. But Grizz number one player of the game is Vince Williams Jr. Another exceptional game, especially from deep. 25 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 5 three-pointers, and 1 Jimmy Butler bloody nose. I can't go away from that. But Sane, man, I can't thank you enough for kind of hanging out here. Now, I think we're closing in on 40 likes. So we need roughly 10 to 12-ish likes to get to. So we have 39, 36. You can just say it. 41?
No, I want you to be able to count. This is an important life skill.
Listen, 41. You're backwards. All right, so we're at 41. 9 more likes, and we'll give a second version to the chat to win $50. Saying anything else you got before we get out of here, because obviously people can watch you. The show today came out at noon, and then you have another show that's coming out Friday at noon. But anything else you got?
No, Jonathan C. Smith will be my guest on Friday's show. Had Parrish on today. You can go check out that episode. Got another podcast that I'm starting this weekend, man. It's gonna be a live show. It's not a sports show at all. If you're looking for me to talk sports, you won't see that there. It's gonna be me and a cast of characters I'll have on for that podcast. It's gonna be a fun time, man, for sure. You'll see a version of me you've probably never seen before.
So that's okay. We like that. Is it video?
Yeah, it'll be live video. Yeah,
live video. All right, go check it out. Make sure you go follow Sane. What's your Twitter handle?
It's at Sane Asylum. Also, the name of the podcast is gonna be the Sane Asylum Podcast. At Sane Asylum everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. If you follow me on Instagram, do not look at who I follow. You may be disgusted, actually. You may be highly offended. So just follow me, or just don't go on Instagram at all, man.
Stay away from the gram.
Here I am thinking you're looking up stats when you're looking down, scrolling through your phone. Now I know.
Man, my Instagram is egregious. You'll be honest with you, man.
All right, we'll be back here in about a minute. And so we want to make sure, go ahead and hit the like button. If you're on YouTube, do us a favor. We're going to go ahead and we'll be back here with Grizz Trivia. And then we're going to get into a little bit on the radar. But thank you so much, Shane. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm just big on being able to vocalize what someone's role is. I always thought my best coaches were the people that let me know exactly what you expect from me. Now, I might not like it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. But if you come to me man to man to say, This is how we think we're going to play you. Bang, bang, bang. And hopefully everybody understands. I'm not saying that this has not been done with this team. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying from my experience, we all have egos when we get to this game.
Right.
All of us. To the last person on the bench, you got an ego. But you're not going to – we're not – all of us can't be the man.
Yeah.
You're not, you got to be able to say, okay, he's the man, but what do I do and what can I do to help us be good? And if it's vocalized to you, then you know exactly what – and if I'm out there doing it, and now I'm not getting the result from you. Now we got to sit down and have another conversation. Mm-hmm. But as long as it is told to you, this is what we expect from you. This is how we want you to play. Then I feel like, again, keeping his logo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Tune in to The Anthony Sane Show, Wednesdays and Fridays at 12 p.m. weekly on the Bluff City Media YouTube channel.
All right, we are closing in on 50 likes. If you don't mind, just bear with us. We are doing our best to keep us up live on Twitter over at BCM Grizzlies. I don't know what's going on. I really have no idea. But we have stayed up the entire time at Grizz 901 podcast, or I'm sorry, at Grizz 901 show. I'm trying to change that at some point, but I did just go over and mess with it. What is going on with our brand? We look weird.
We're doing this. And now we're doing this, and it still doesn't work. I don't know. There we go.
Sorry. But yeah, so welcome back. I'm trying to keep us up over there on Twitter. I don't know. But for this, I guess, a short time until we can figure out what's going on with our brand there, you go ahead and go to at Grizz901 show at the moment, and you can pull it up on that if it is on Twitter. We're 3 likes away from the 50. But let's go ahead and get into Grizz Trivia. This is going to be a favorite of mine. All right, Nathan, we need some music at some point. I'm going to get some music. I'm going to get with Mark. Mark, if you're watching this, I need the music button. What former Grizzlies player was drafted in 2006 and went on to win an NBA championship?
You know I'm terrible at this crap.
Seems a little out there.
Drafted.
I don't think it's that far out there because there's only so many people that were drafted in 2006 that played for the Grizzlies.
Was he drafted by the Grizzlies?
You need help?
No, that's a trick question, and I found the trick, didn't I?
Maybe.
Dang, I don't even know. I'm so bad at draft years. I don't know. T.A.
Tony Allen, no, that is incorrect.
I don't know what year people were drafted at. That wasn't Mark, was it? Mark came in later, right?
It was not Mark Gasol. And look at all these. Like, this is ridiculous. Look at
was
like,
it the other Gasol?
Ivan Rabb, Mike Miller. Guys, what are we doing over here?
Was it Powell?
It was not Powell. It was not a Gasol brother. In 2006, this player was drafted by the Memphis Grizzlies, and he went on to win an NBA championship.
Drafted by the Grizzlies. Kyle Lowry.
I see you, Dak Daniels. Yes, it is Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry was just traded from the Miami Heat, who the Grizzlies just won tonight. Man, I should against.
Have put that two and two together.
He is now in Charlotte, potentially hoping for a new home because he does not want to be in Charlotte. I promise you that. But
Dak always gets these, man.
Dak had it right away. And I was hoping you didn't see that.
No, I didn't. I have comments off. Don't worry. And we have hit 50, by the way.
Whoa. Hey, listen, shout out to you guys. I will spend my money for things like this, because this one is fun. to having Sane on was a blast as always. And so I want to ask my second question. So if you would do me a favor, everybody get to your little, the fingers over here and get to the comment section.
Pause.
Yeah, should we pause on that one? No, I don't like being paused. All right. On that same
thread.
There is, I was about to say, there is music coming from somewhere, and it was my phone.
It's not me.
On that same championship team, there were five former Grizzlies, one of them being Kyle Lowry, to get a championship ring from the Toronto Raptors. Who were the other four players?
Marc Gasol.
Hold on. I want the chat to answer this.
Oh, okay.
I'm not giving you the money.
You said I could, Dad. were they former Grizzlies? I'm going to help the chat out. Were they former Grizzlies at that time, or are they now former Grizzlies?
They are officially former Grizzlies at the moment right now.
Okay, because that helps tremendously with that. So
if you can answer all four in the chat, I will give you the $50 if you will just send me over at Grizz 901 Show. If you will send me that, but go ahead and put it in the chat here on the show. There were five former Grizzlies. Kyle Lowry was one of them. Who are the other four former Grizzlies to win a championship ring with that 2019 Toronto Raptors championship? This is a good one.
That is a good one. I know two of them. You said there's four or there's five?
There's five total, one of them being Kyle Lowry.
Okay, so I've got three. I don't know who the other two are. Who's on that team?
Wow, Chris. I think Chris has it. Marc Gasol, Danny Green, Jonas Valanciunas, and DeLon Wright.
Oh,
that's it. I
completely forgot about JV. How did I forget about JV?
Chris. Yes, Danny Green. I knew exactly Danny Green. Yes, so if you include those four with Kyle Lowry, there was five former Memphis Grizzlies to all be. So, Chris, obviously don't know who you are on here, but if you would go over to Twitter and go over to @Grizz901Show, send me a DM of what your Venmo is, if you don't mind, and I will send you a $50 bill to your electronic $50 bill. All right, listen, that was fun. I thought that was a good time.
That was.
I came up with that at 2 a.m. this morning. It's great.
Well, one, I'm proud of you, too. Am I glitching?
You are glitching.
Okay. Let me clear my throat by leaving the studio and coming right back. Give me a second.
All right. I'll go solo shot. So thank you all for kind of hanging out. If you would, do me a favor and hit me with that, Chris. I would appreciate that. Over at Grizz 901 Show, hit me the DM. But let's go ahead and get into On the Radar. And this is going to be talking about the Atlanta Hawks mainly. And so we're going to get into a lot of what they have to sell. And we're going to go way over on our time tonight, which is completely fine. I've been on the road. I dealt with a hostage situation. If you heard about it, a hostage situation at one of my hotels in St. Louis. It's been a day, we'll say, say that at the least. And so little things like that, but also just kind of be on the road overall has been a fun day. So getting in a little bit of Grizzlies and then a win, nothing like the cherry on top. So thank you all for getting us to 50 likes. It helps us. It really does. It gets us to the algorithm of love, as I call it. But let's go ahead and get into the Atlanta Hawks. One guy that I'm going to look at, I'm going to stay away from this one first because I know he wants to talk about him, but we're going to stay away from two guys. One guy that I want to talk about is AJ Griffin. Obviously, his dad, who isn't really, they're not too fond of each other, or the family isn't too fond of Adrian Griffin. But AJ Griffin, another guy who also did go to Duke, he's on a very good contract. He has the next 3 years. He's under contract because he was drafted in the first round. He's a guy that I like. And this is the kind of move that I think the Grizzlies would potentially take, because if they could somehow send out a little bit more to Atlanta, whether it's a first round pick. Maybe this year, maybe not. For a guy who has all the potential in the world, you get a free look at him this year with not as many people playing. Like, that's huge. So if you could get a look at a guy like AJ Griffin, I don't know if they'd come off of him, but he'd be a guy that I would, that would be on my radar 100%. He fits you. He plays defense like a maniac. He's a guy that I loved in the draft. And so a guy like AJ Griffin would be a guy that I would completely go for. And as Austin Moore says, I like Griffin. Me too, man. I think he's a dude that plays with the size, but also can knock down the three and has not showed that range from three at all as of recently. And so let's go to the next guy that I have, and that is Jalen Johnson. Shot in the dark. Very little chance that you can get him. I do want to ask you all in the chat, if for some reason you have a chance to get a Jalen Johnson, would you be okay with coming off of two first-round draft picks to get him? I know that's a lot, and I know it seems like a lot, but two first-round draft picks to get a guy like Jalen Johnson for the Hawks, would you do that? I want to know if it would be a no way. And Luke, I see it already. No way for Luke, but a hell yeah from Kenny. All right. So Luke is now saying yes. I think that you can easily get him for two first-round picks. I don't know if they would still do that, but I think that I think you could easily get a guy like Jalen Johnson if you threw a little bit more at him than they're probably expecting. Sometimes you kind of have to is get guys like that. And Nate is obviously having technology issues. As he's saying, technology sucks. His computer just died. Let's get to the other guy, and this is going to be somebody. Hold on. Playboy Danny says, nah. Man, I just think that – listen, I just think you have to if you can't. I think first-round draft picks are – you're never – there no two first-round draft picks are ever going to be as good as him, especially next – when you're going forward. If you're going to be as good as you think you are, there's no chance you'd ever have anybody close to his ability. But I don't think they would get rid of him. Another guy that I like, I think you could easily get this. And just hear me out before you completely kill me. Yes, Kenny, they did say they weren't going to trade him. But yeah, so yeah, I've said a lot of things in life. I said I wasn't going to eat bad, and I've eaten bad already today. So it happens. But I will say that this guy, I'm not going to tell you who he is just yet. This is what I would do is a guy like this is, so this is a player that is under contract next season. We have a guy that we don't love. Maybe they don't love him as much, or maybe they're willing to take a chance on a guy like Zaire. And they don't really need the other guy because they're not really going to be that good. So why keep a player like this if you really have a chance to look at the upside of another player like Zaire, like Jake Larrivia, who is just drafted, who is younger, but a Garrison Matthews. I think Garrison Matthews could be a really good player for this team. I think he wouldn't be in the top eight, but I think he'd be a 9-12 guy who can knock down shots, who can really play, man, big minutes for you if you have a chance. Worst case, you just get rid of him. You just trade him for second-round picks, or you just cut him. Either way, you still have Zaire if you don't get rid of him. And it's Kenny is saying no. Like, come on. I just think he's a good guy that you can get to that knockdown threes. And so let me give you his stats real quick, if you don't mind. I'm trying to stall a little bit because I know I want Bogdan to be talked about with Nate. But looking at the stats right now for Garrison Matthews, if you had to take a guess, Garrison Matthews is shooting 48.6% from three right now. Like, he does a decent job at shooting three. That's it. And I'm not saying that he is a guy that that is going to be a great player, but I think he can kind of spread the floor and give you spot minutes when you really need them, and that's it. But as a lot of people are hating on him, lawn chair from Robert Barnett. Listen, I appreciate that. So I'll end my stuff on him. And no, Goon the Shooter, we do not need Matthew Hurt. Even though he did go to Duke, just so everybody's completely clear on that. I draw a line somewhere. All right, so we're going to get into these, and I can't help it because I can't wait any longer for Nate. But we're going to go to Clint Capella. Yes, Bang murdered his legs. Clint Capella. What's your thoughts on Clint Capella? I want to know, would you make a deal? Because if you make a deal with Clint Capella, you have to give up more than likely either Steve-O, Luke, BC, or Smart. You have to give up one of those guys to be able to go and get him, because there's no way that you can make the money work unless you just add in like three or four of these young guys, and there's no way that Atlanta would do that. Would you give up one of those other four players to go get a guy like Clint Capella? Clint Capella is 29 years old. He's a guy that really can make you good. But do you want to be able to have either Steve-O or Clint Capella on the bench? That's the issue. Will that really work? A lot of people are saying yes. Brandon saying yes. King Meeks, no. David Vickers is saying yes, he would give up BC. And so I don't know if that would – I don't know if I would give up on BC for Clint Capella, plus what you might have to give up to get him, but potentially. All right, let's go ahead and see if we can get in. You, are you back to normal? Are you alive?
Much like Justin Trudeau, technology can suck it.
True. And to answer your question, Playboy Danny, but also Kenny, I want to see what Steve-O can give you, especially with what he does for you just overall with your rebounding. Plus, you add in the rebounding that really Jaren has shown, Vince has shown, and the other guys. I really do think that it covers up a lot of your mistakes. Plus, the defense would be exceptional. But we're talking about Clint Capella right now, and I went through some other guys, AJ Griffin, Jalen Johnson, and Garrison Matthews. If you had to say yes or no on them, what would your thoughts be on AJ Griffin, Jalen Johnson, Garrison Matthews?
I mean, Jalen Johnson, yeah, but right. Good luck. Exactly. You can package Zaire and Jaravia and go get AJ Griffin, then sure, why not? I trade those guys for a bag of balls.
Right.
Who was the last one?
Garrison Matthews.
I mean, same thing. Like,
I caught a lot of hate on that one.
Why? People can shoot, and you're not going to give up a bunch to get them. It's not like you're sending out Luke Kennard or something to figure out Garrison Matthews.
Robert Barnett about Steve-O's mustache is awesome. Yes. But he also said that Garrison Matthews is a lawn chair.
I mean, sure, but he's a lawn chair that shoots the freaking cover off the ball. So that's the issue. Why not? Like, you don't need him to come in and contribute. You need him to come in and take Jake Laravia's spot.
Yeah.
Like, that's all those guys. There's very few guys on that team that you're willing to send out real assets for that they're actually going to send you. Jalen Johnson, yeah, but that happened. Bogdan, I'd go get Bogdan for sure and stuff. But then it's like, okay, you got to deal with a little bit of like you're probably going to give up some stuff you don't necessarily want to give up. Maybe you get that Luke contract put into that or something. Capella, I really like. It's just the same thing. I don't see why you give up on Steve-O in that case, right? Listen, yeah, Christmas stuff's still up. 'Tis the season. I'm still celebrating. Sorry you don't have a bunch of joy, Brandon. Listen, I do want to take that stuff down, but believe it or not, pregnant wife plus wife also studying for boards means my list of chores is very long, and the Christmas wreath is at the very bottom of that. So yeah, that's it. That's all I got on all those guys too. I finished my statement on the Hawks before I moved on to this joyless nonsense.
I got it. All right, so one thing I want to go back to is Chris. Thank you so much. Chris is the winner tonight for Grizz Trivia. I'm going to send you out that Venmo you the $50 very soon. I got your Discord message. Sorry about not being able to get anything on Twitter. All right, so Clint Capella What's your thoughts on him overall?
He's awesome. He'd be great for the Grizzlies. I just don't.
We've talked about him before. Don't think,
what?
We've talked about him before, obviously. We got into a heated conversation over that.
Yeah, like I like him a lot. It's the same thing we talked about last time, though. If you're getting Capella, it means you're coming off of Steve-O. And I just don't see the reason to do that, right? Now, if you could go get, like, get Capella and you don't come off of Steve-O and you get to keep much of your core pieces intact, then, yeah, do it. But we talked about this last time. Like, neither one of us thinks Steve-O is going to lose much of his game coming back, right? He didn't rely much on athleticism to begin with. For all intents and purposes, this injury is so minor, it's not supposed to have surgery in the first place. So it's highly likely he comes back 85%+ of himself. So I don't see why you make the move, right? That's a move for this year, not for the future, in my opinion. And at this point, this year doesn't make much sense. Now, what's Capella's contract? What's he making?
Well, it's in our shared note, but you don't like to look at that. But he's 29 years old, 20 million. Really. 20 million this year, 22 next year, and that's it.
22 next year? I mean,
it's shared note, Nate. I don't know if you realize that.
I don't read.
It's technology.
I don't
you
read.
Realize how that works.
You give me the script every show, and I say, Daniel, shut up. Let me do my thing. I don't care. You could conceivably go pair some contracts to get to that and make it. There's some trades that I wouldn't hate, but I just don't see either one of those dudes being your backup center. And so both those dudes on the same team doesn't make sense. And I don't think you come off of Steve-O. We already had this whole argument.
Are you done?
There's no need to get into this.
Everybody wants to let you cook and you got the whole place on fire and it smells like fish. All right, let's go to the next one.
Good morning, ladies.
Bogdan Bogdanovich is the last one, and I want to let you. I tried to stall as long as I possibly could.
I was listening to you, Trans. Sorry, my computer just decided it didn't want to charge and turned off. Literally, is what happened. It's charging now, though. I beat it in submission.
Beat it.
Yeah, I freaking love Bogdan, and I think the Luke contract situation makes something like that really appealing because you can give up Luke's contract that you are, you know, I really do like Luke for this team, but I didn't realize he's on a team option next year until I was listening to Chris Vernon and those guys talk about it. That changes the dynamic because if you have him on contract, then I think he fits with your core and the team, like what you have built really well. But if you don't have him, it gets complicated trying to extend them, trying to make all your other money work. You could get somebody like Bogdanovich that is under contract and, in my opinion, gives you a little bit more all around, but your shooting goes down, right? I mean, Luke Kennard is true, like, all-world, all-time type shooter. Like, it's amazing when he misses a three, right? Yeah. That should never happen. Bogdan is not going to be that tip top of a shooter, but he's still a really high percentage 3-point shooter. And he does give you a little bit more on the defensive end, not enough to really matter in my opinion, but he also can do a little bit more and has shown a little bit more consistent creation. Yep. For himself, he'll take guys off the dribble. But then you bring in the other fact that Luke, we've seen all of a sudden start doing that on to his own credit. Right. So I think the reason I like that more and more is because of the Luke contract situation. But again, I wouldn't give up a bunch of major pieces to do it, right? Like, I'm not coming off of anyone other than a contract situation like Luke Kennard to make that happen, right?
Let me clear this up real quick, Goon. I love
that's
you.
That's
Bojan Bogdanovich.
That's Bojangles, who we also love on this show.
That is so. Bojangles. He does look like Taylor Jenkins' son with no beard, but we're talking about Bogdanovich out of Atlanta. Yeah.
Bojan is yet another person that the Pistons overpaid to win nothing. So unfortunately, that's not going to work for us. Shout out to Bojangles getting his money though. I wish he'd have come to Memphis to do it, but that's fine.
Before I give out thoughts on that, we have not discussed exactly what we want to talk about. next on Friday. I want to know if it's in the chat, by all means, let me know if there is a team that you want us to look at. Like we have looked at so far, we've looked at, you know, now that the Atlanta Hawks and then the Washington Wizards, who are both all sellers. Is there a team that you want us to look at? Because we have, I think now it would be six shows left where we're actually going to look at either teams, players, or different, you know, combinations, whether it's just kind of make-believe trades where we bring out in the second segment. Is there a team that we're looking at that somebody that y'all want us to hit on? Because I have a selection, a few that I'm going to look through. But if y'all have one, a consensus that we'll kind of keep narrowing it down as we go through. I'm seeing a lot of Detroit right now. But let's go through Bogdan real quick. Not Bojan, but Bogdan. And I'll get back to you. You can hold your tongue. He is 31, making $18 million right now. And it de-escalates 17, 16, 16. My question is, he will be 34, 26, 27 season, still making $16 million. Does that worry you at all about his contract?
It does, in all honesty. I saw that as well. But it's still a guy you've got under contract control. He's not breaking your bank. The cap's only going to continue to go up. And feasibly, he contribute. And the trade-off is, do you think he can contribute as much as Kennard would contribute if you extend him in this scenario? Right. And in my opinion, the answer is probably yes. Unless Luke, I mean, again, we've seen a bunch of guys expand their games with these other guys out. Luke included last game, right? He's doing a lot more creation and he's doing a lot more dribble drives. So, yeah. You know, the same thing. Like, I would not do that as Bogdan drains a three, well, literally at this moment. The only thing is the Luke contract. Again, I'm looking at this as like you come off Luke. Plus, maybe you get them to take a Zaire or something like that. And so you get to consolidate, move the Luke contract, make something happen. It still doesn't just light my world on fire, though, to be honest. Like, if you that Luke contract can be used plus picks to make a bigger move, in my opinion. So That's not the kind of move that I love for the Grizzlies, especially this trade deadline. Like, it's all about what can you do to augment next year. We said on the last show, you come back with this roster next year, it's a good roster. You exercise the club option on Luke, you have a championship contending roster, in all theory, right? Like, that's what we would assume this healthy roster would look like. Luke Kennard is a great shooter for a championship contender. Why would you not want him here? So it's like you could just run it back. If you're going to make a move, I think it's for something like we talked about earlier, like a Jeremy Grant, who you said was a stupid trade as he hit a three to send the game to overtime tonight and they end up winning. Just saying, you're wrong. Jeremy Grant's awesome and you're stupid.
He's not good for this team.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. Anyway.
$27 million.
What was that?
He makes $27 million. He's not good for this team.
Huge forward who can drain threes. Okay, I'm happy. I'm happy with it. But you still, despite the fact, even if it's not Jeremy Grant, because you're in charge of the front office in this scenario, you're an idiot. You still could go trade Luke as part of a deal to bring something that's like a real bigger piece that really improves your top eight significantly, right? Like, you bring in Bogdan Bogdanovic, it's almost a one-for-one, right? He's not going to sit there and he's not going to completely revolutionize what your team's doing. He doesn't completely change all that for you. You could instead try and move that for something that does change everything for you, or just stand pat and see what reveals itself as you go along, whether it's in the offseason or next year. So I liked Bogdan. The Luke contract makes it a conversation. I still don't think it's a move you make.
Nice. Well, I hope everybody saw all your Christmas decorations that are still up. All right, let's go ahead and get off of this and get into our last segment. We're going to speed through the last thing. I know that y'all been here for the whole time, and we've went way over. Had Sane here, wanted to give him his time. But I've had fun doing this. It's been a fun show. Let's go ahead and do a quick break, and then we'll get right back and do a speed round of the Orlando Magic that the Grizzlies take on Friday night. We'll be right back here in 1 minute and 11 seconds. Actually, we did that one. 1 minute, 9 seconds.
Not just the level of individual talent that he plays, but it's also the level of his mind. We haven't gotten cross-court open shot this year. Right. We haven't seen that pass a lot. Number one, you got to respect him going to the basket. There's a roller. I got to watch the roller. He has the mind to be able to say, I see all of that, but now I see this guy over here. I'm going to get him this open shot. How shifty he is to always be going forward. It's usually side to side.
Yeah.
His dribble moves are side to side, but going forward.
Right.
Which is very hard to defend. I just want to get you, as many times can I get you to do this? But for him, it's not here. It is here, which is with are his moves to get down the floor. It's awkward for a defender to try to catch a cadence. This, you dribble. So now what I do is now when you go put that ball down, I'm going for it. But with him, there's no. It's hard for my cadence. But what's my cadence for you? Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
Tune in to the Anthony Sane Show Wednesdays and Fridays at 12 p.m. weekly on the Bluff City Media YouTube channel.
All right, welcome back. We are the Grizz 901 post-game show sponsored by Bluff City Media. I am Daniel, and that is Nate. As we always do, we go through the game recap, then we hit the Grizz trivia tonight. If you missed it, we gave away $50 to a person here in the comment section, and then we hit on the Atlanta Hawks. I do see a lot of stuff that is going through about the Pistons, the Blazers, and the Pelicans, and now a little bit on the Magic because we are taking on the Magic on Friday. And so we will talk a little bit about Wendell Carter. So let's go ahead and give your thoughts on the Magic overall. Anything that you like, that you don't like, and what are our chances? We are coming back home to the Grindhouse, coming off the road, off this road trip, a successful road trip, actually.
I mean, I think I love that team. There's so much to love about that team. I mean, Jalen Suggs is finally finding his footing. Markelle Fultz has had a career rejuvenation since he's been over there. And then you've got Banchero, Wagner, the other Wagner, who I think has a little bit more piss and vinegar playing with his brother. Even Goga Bitadze. Yep. It's awesome. Playing really well for them. Wendell Carter has been awesome. It's a bunch of good pieces. It's a super fun team to watch night in and night out.
Yep.
I mean, Wendell is the one that makes the most sense for Memphis because you're not taking into account, you're not getting Banchero or Wagner. That's not happening, right?
Give me Franz Wagner.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, right? Oh, what could have been? This is your draft. I mean, they had no chance if Wagner got taken before anyways, but it's just really sad to think about that could have happened. Yeah, they're a fun team. They're a good team. I think they are in the opposite trajectory of what I saw from that Heat team tonight, where they are young, they are energetic, they know they're good, and they are on the up and up. And you imagine this team's going to bring it pretty much every night. They could do the young team thing where they look across and they see Scottie Pippen Jr. and Jacob Gilliard and Zaire Williams and are like, think they're going to get the night easy. But you know, we'll see. It's, I'm looking forward to watching it because they're again a fun team to me. I really enjoy watching them play. But, as far as how the game itself will go, it's a toss up with this Grizzlies team, man. You got a bunch of guys playing for their NBA careers, and so they play hard every night. And you see guys like Vince Williams who are becoming on-ball creators. It's pretty crazy. So I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
Yeah, there's a lot on this this team. The Grizzlies take on the Magic on Friday night at 7 o'clock at the Grindhouse. The Magic are 23-21. The Grizzlies are 17-27. So as we talked about earlier, the Grizzlies have a chance to go 24-14 on the way out. To close the season, to possibly get back to just 500. But the Magic playing very well, especially, you know, as of late, except for that last game where they caught the Cavs, who weirdly enough are playing well, even though they are, you know, injured in a sense. But their starters last game was Banchero, Wagner, Wendell Carter, Jalen Suggs, and then Anthony Black out of Arkansas. And so you're going to have a big guard. There's no way that you can go with that lineup. You can't play Jacob Gilliard to start. I would imagine that we're going to get Luke back, if not Santi. And I think that's maybe you go slide one of those into the starting rotation and then you move out Gilliard with that sense. But Either way, listen, this is going to be a Paolo Banchero game. They're not big. I know Wendell Carter is, he's fine, but I would imagine if it's me, I'm probably going to go with Vince Williams on Franz Wagner. I'm going to go with Jaren on Banchero and then figure out somebody to put on Wendell Carter. I don't know who that could be. If it is Asante or somebody like that, but I'm not worried about Wendell Carter completely dominate you on the offensive end. I just think he's a good hand. I think he's somebody that you can trust, but I don't think he's somebody that's going to kill you on the offensive end. He's a very good rebounder. So somebody who can rebound and kind of back him out of that. And so I don't know who that would be. Suggs and Anthony Black, they're fine. They're great players. But I don't think that either one would scare me as much as long as you have some somewhat decent size. Even if it was Scottie Pippen Jr., if the roster stayed how it was, flipping Scottie Pippen for and Jacob Gilliard would be fine with that. So either way, I just, you know, as long as it's not Zaire or Jacob Gilliard, I'm okay there in a sense. But what are your thoughts? You think the Grizzlies have a chance to actually win this game?
The Grizzlies?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they just beat the Miami Heat in Miami, who, despite the fact that that team looked like it was just dragging itself to the game the way they played, it still is the Miami Heat, and they have all the pieces they've had before. Like I said, if I was a Heat fan, I'd have concerns. But, yeah, I mean, it just depends on, one, who plays, but, two, do they keep playing with this energy, and they keep making shots. You know, Vince Williams is making shots. You get Luke Kennard back, he makes shots. GG Jackson has been making shots. I'd expect a better Jaren performance, right? I mean, that's far and away. You sort of do a rough game against another elite defensive big, at least.
Yeah.
I imagine a better Jaren game. So, yeah, they 100% could win that game. Yeah. I mean, I can't believe I'm saying it, but, like, confident? Question mark in this team at this point? It's like, who knows? And I want to ask you, too, is Jonathan Isaac hurt again?
Yeah. He's out.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that because that dude is in play. I completely forgot about him, but he's had a good return as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I hope he plays.
Yeah, I think he's definitely out for this next game, I believe. I just don't know when he is scheduled to come back. So, anyway, that's enough about the Magic. Like I said, we said we speak through it a little bit. We went a little bit over on our time that we normally do on the show. We kind of had to. We were rolling with Sane, and I like that format of allowing people to ask the questions directly, and let's go that direction, because I know you don't love doing the interviews hanging in there for him, but I think it's important for it, because having, you know, us going three wide, but having you there to give your thoughts and kind of keep up the show. You know, you are the show half the time, if not most of the time.
I'm the talent.
But make sure you, but thank you all for giving us your likes for sure. It helps us. It makes us look good. It helps us with Bluff City Media, and show that we do have a fan base, and we do have friends that honestly are here with us each and every show. And it gives us a little bit of gravitas a little bit, and a shout out to all the hot moms everywhere, especially in Memphis. But make sure that you tune in each and every week. Also, go shout out the Streetcars of Memphis. And you know what hot moms love, Nate?
Is it flowers?
Hot moms love flowers.
No way.
It is. And if you're thinking about flowers, I'm going to go ahead and give a shout out to them for their flowers just in general. But Pews has flowers. Valentine's Day is coming up. Don't forget to send them flowers. If you need somebody for flowers, go shout out to Pews. But if you're also running a commercial, landscaping, maintenance at all for any of your commercial needs, shout out to Pews. But mainly, we want to give you a chance to use them for your residential lawn spray. They've been around for 30 plus years, servicing the Mid-South, and they now do residential spray. They can take care of all of your weed control and fertilization needs. If you want to create that perfect weed-free lawn, then go ahead and call Pews Residential Spray today for a free estimate at 601-633-2118. Let them know that the Grizz 901 crew sent you. Remember, with Pews, you get big company strength, small company values. But make sure, go ahead, give them a call. I'm telling you, If you get them early, they can get the fertilization out early. They get your weeds killed early. The springtime will be here very soon. The snow is gone. Go ahead and give them a call. I think you'll be shocked with how cheap they actually might be. And no, Pews does not stink, but the skunk does. Last thoughts on overall about the team tonight, everything?
I mean, it was awesome.
It was awesome.
Unexpectedly awesome.
It was awesome. But make sure you tune in each and every post game. We're going to try to figure out if we have broken the link to Twitter. We're not sure exactly what's happening. We're going to work on that. And so if you are watching on Twitter on a normal basis and you have not been able to, I do apologize. But you can always see us at Bluff City Media's YouTube. And then also, we do load the show up on Spotify. If you want to check it out there, we load the video up there as well. And so for some reason you do miss it, if you want to catch it the next day, we do have the video up as well as the audio only version on Spotify as well as Apple and everywhere else that you can hear us. But make sure you you tune in each and every week. We love being here and we love doing the show, especially after Grizzlies wins. But shout out to Vince Williams for being the Grizzly number one player of the game. It's after you all. For coming out and hanging out and kind of blowing up the comments tonight. But for Nate, I'm Daniel. We'll see y'all back Friday night. Be nice and tell your friends.